Good afternoon. A warm and humid, but mostly dry environment is what's left behind the trough of low pressure that brought all the rain to parts of interior New York and New England the last couple of days. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds for the remainder of the afternoon, and with increased humidity, temperatures will reach into the middle and upper 80s. A weak disturbance pivoting through Ontario and into Quebec is dragging a weak cold front our way from the north. The cold front will touch off scattered showers and thunderstorms, primarily in the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont. These areas have the best chance at seeing a few scattered showers and storms this afternoon, but a couple of the showers and storms could drift farther south into the Mohawk Valley and Greater Capital District before weakening. Still a couple of showers possible with this front overnight tonight as it stalls overhead. Temperatures will drop back into the upper 60s to around 70. With that front draped across the region on Thursday, we'll expect another day with a mix of sun and clouds and humid weather. And once again, just the isolated chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the upper 80s. A wave of low pressure in the Ohio Valley will track along that same front and in our direction for the day on Friday. As this wave approaches, showers will become more numerous, and there is the chance of some stronger thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and humid weather to round out the work week with highs in the mid-80s. That wave of low pressure will pass through the region with more showers and storms Friday night and perhaps a few lingering showers on Saturday morning, especially in New England before it departs to the east. Increasing sunshine throughout the day Saturday with highs in the lower 80s. Humidity levels will come down for the second half of the weekend and early next week with mostly sunny skies on Sunday and Monday, highs both days near 80, and sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Tuesday as the next system approaches with highs in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low pressure system will continue to gain strength across the central plains as it slowly moves eastward toward the mid-Mississippi Valley. A strong surge of warm, moist air from the Gulf of Mexico will clash with colder air moving in from the north, resulting in a front, which will be the focus for showers and thunderstorms over the next few days. The Weather Prediction Center has outlined the lower and mid-Mississippi Valley into the western Ohio Valley as being in a slight risk for excessive rainfall through tonight. Meanwhile, another front will couple with an upper-level system to bring forcing, instability, and moisture to portions of the central high plains. The Storm Prediction Center has outlined western Nebraska as being in a slight risk for severe storms today, and a marginal risk of severe weather is also in effect in eastern Colorado southward into the Texas Panhandle. Elsewhere, fire weather concerns continue across the west. While monsoonal moisture moves into the southwest, dry thunderstorms will extend northward, potentially sparking new wildfires. A large portion of central California, as well as much of the Pacific Northwest, northern Great Basin, and northern Rockies are under an air quality alert due to smoke from ongoing wildfires. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, lower 90s. Boston partly sunny with a few showers and storms, mid-80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny in the lower 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60. The record high, 96, set in 1959 and in 1944, and the record low, 48, in 1964 and in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:02 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:57 p.m., 13 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy, a scattered shower tonight in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, humid today with highs in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, it's the outside chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm today with highs in the mid-80s. Chance of a shower this evening, dry overnight tonight in the middle 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, humid today with highs in the middle 80s. partly cloudy tonight in the upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, humid today, just the outside risk of a passing shower, and highs in the middle to upper 80s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, just the outside risk of a passing shower or storm, humid in the upper 80s. Mostly cloudy and humid Friday, showers and thunderstorms likely in the mid-80s. A leftover shower Saturday morning, then increasing sunshine in the afternoon, lower humidity, lower 80s. Mostly sunny with lower humidity Sunday and Monday, both days near 80, and sunshine giving way to clouds Tuesday with highs in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.